Okay, I'd like to speak this week not about Avram, not about Yitzchak, not about Sarah, not even about the Melech Sadaim. I'd like to talk about Lot. I'd like to talk about Lot, who's sort of a side person throughout the whole story of Sefer Bereishis, the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, and to be open a little bit on who Lot is and what we can learn from him. Lot seems to be a very difficult character to figure out. There's no question that in the beginning, Lot is a tzaddik. Lot goes through the same nisayon of Lech Lecha as Avraham Avinu. He chooses to go with him. There was a large family that Terach had, and Lot is the one that goes with Avraham. And there's a hunger, and he goes with him to Mitzrayim. And Chazal praised Lot that in Mitzrayim he wasn't Megala, that Sarai was Avraham's wife. Seems he could have been rewarded by being Megala. So Lot, at least in the very beginning, was a good person. So Rashi says in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph in Lech Lecha, "Vashem Amar Avraham Achrei Hiparid Lot Me'imai," that calls a man Shaharasha Imai Haya Hadibur Pirish Mimeno, that Lot was a Rasha. That as long as Lot was with Avraham, Avraham did not get Gilui Shechina. So somebody stuck into Rashi, the most prints of Rashi, a Magia stuck in. The Kasha, it says earlier, it does say Ve'yera Hashem al Avraham. So Rashi, or the Magia says, Ba'isei Shah Kasha Haya. In the beginning, he was a Kasher. Like I said, when he left, he went along with Avraham, he was a Kasher. And something happened by the time we get to there that he's not a kosher, and there's some hishtanus that takes place ad kedei kach that we have him going to Sadaim and choosing to live in Sadaim. Like of all the places you choose to live, it's if he has someone moved out of Brooklyn, you find out where he's moving. If he's moving to Times Square, so there's something wrong. If you're going to Stein, there's something wrong. So something happened to Lot between the time he accompanied Avraham Avinu down to Canaan and to Mitzrayim and the time he chose to go to Stein. Well, what happened to Lot? Where did the change take place? And Rav Schwab says that the answer to this is Merum is in the Pasuk, last week's parasha still, in Perek Yudalit Pasuk Yud Beis, when it says that the four Malachim defeated the five and they kidnapped Lot. So listen to the Lashon HaPasuk. Vayichu es Lot ves rechushai ben achi Avram vayelechu. The Seder HaPasuk is not normal. Normally you say Pliny ben Pliny and then you talk about him. Here, instead of saying Lot ben achi Avram, to Vayikru es Lot ves rechushai ben achi Avram. It sticks in the es rechushai between Lot and ben achi Avram. So Rav Schwab says it's meramis to us that what came between Lot and Avram was rechushai, was the wealth that he got. When he was Kozman, he wasn't a rich man. He went out to Mitzrayim with Avram. They didn't have what to eat. They didn't have what to eat, so they went first to Canaan and then to Mitzrayim. So he was a good person. In Mitzrayim, it says V'gam es Lot to Hailachas Avram, that Lot who went with Avram also hated Bavurai. They did. They gave him wealth. What pulled Lot away was this rechush that he got. This rechush that was Mafrid. Between, and imagine what that means. Remember, Lot had a havamina that he's going to be the Irish of Avram. Right? Lot said to Avram, "My animals are allowed to pasture here because the land was promised to you. You have no Yarshin, so I'm your Irish." So, what was the answer? Why was he wrong? not because he's not Avram's Yairish. Rashi says he was wrong because the land wasn't given yet. That means his Havamina that he's a Yairish made sense. He's the Hemshech of Avram. And then, because of the Rechush, he has a tremendous Yerida. So this is the story of light. I'd like to share with you an idea that says, and of course until this week's parasha where light has to be saved by the Malachim, what a bizarre that he has children from his two daughters. The whole story of light is when I was a boy, they used to ask a riddle. We used to talk a little Yiddish then. So the riddle was that light was called light because it stands for light will trinken. Light likes to drink. Only two of the words are Yiddish. Light, will, trinken. Will is... Will, trinken. Right. Light, will, trinken. So the riddle was, they used to ask us, well, so why wasn't he called Tull? Trinken, will, light. And you're supposed to figure out a logical answer to it. The answer is, why isn't he called Tull? Trinken, will, light. What? Because if he was Tull, because trinken, will, light, then who's light? You understand? Trinken, will, light. Anyway, my point is that that's our picture of light. The idea gets drunk, and his children are raised in Mizana, calls them to be Mizana with them. So I want to share with you a yisoid that says in Michtam Eliyahu, a few places, but Michtam Eliyahu in the Chelik Beis, page 33 to 35, says a yisoid that he says is a yisoid that covers a lot of the history of Klal Yisrael, and it covers individuals as well. And it's interesting, the Yesod says in a number of places, in a Lashon, that there's a klipa. A klipa is a language of Chachmei HaEmes for a negative influence. It's called a klipa. There's a klipa, there's a negative influence called chinam. Chinam, the word chinam means free. It's free. Right, you go to Israel whenever they have a sale, right? It says you get one chinam, right? You buy two, you get one. You buy one, you get one. Whatever. There's a certain yetzahara people have to get something free. Chinam is a special yetzahara. People will pay double for something if they get one free when they buy it. It's human nature. Well, people they discovered if you give free shipping, so people will buy it. They won't look at the price. Shipping says the word free. There's a certain yetzahara for free. You know, somebody wouldn't bother picking up a nickel or a dime off the floor. It'll cut out a coupon that says 10 cents off in those days when they had coupons, right? But there's a certain yetzahara to get things free. And that yetzahara is merumes in the Torah. It says, Zacharnu es hadoga asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam b'rasaf sufim b'aloyscha. We remember in Mitzrayim they gave us free fish. Free fish? Well, we were avadim. You were avadim. You worked for them. You didn't have day and night. Yeah, but it was free. Even if I pay double, if I get one free, it's worth it. There's a certain yetzahara that a person has to get things that are chinam. And the klal is that there's nothing free in the world. Rishon doesn't give anybody anything free. Nobody gives you anything free. If someone's giving you something for free, you could be sure he has an agenda. He has something. Maybe he's makir tov or something he did before. More likely, he wants to ask you a favor tomorrow. There's nothing free in this world. It's a klal gadol, and whatever a person does, a person has to pay for. If someone gives you a gift, if you're not a makir tov, Maral says in Parshas Bereishis, if someone gives you something, the payment is hakaras hatov. If you're not makir tov to him, then the Rabbanu Shalom is going to take it away from you somewhere else. There's no such thing as chinam. Chinam is a negative thing. To get things free, this is a world of din v'cheshbon, and you have to pay for everything. The Gemara says if a ganav steals from someone, he's matriach. The Rabbanu Shalom has here hakenev l'bailav. Why? So he stole it. So he didn't have Eira. Why is Rabbi Shalom Kaviyach Matriach to return it? Because nothing is free. In Eilam Hazeh, there's no idea of things that are free. When a person gets something for free, it's always followed by an assayin that he'll have to deserve it. He'll have to pay for it. Something will have to come up that he's going to pay for it. That's the klal of the Michtam Eliyahu. Says by the Meraglim, Vayifku ha'am balayla hahu. So the Gemara says in Saita, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hein bachu b'chiyah shel chinam, v'ani ekfal lahem b'chiyah l'dayros. They wept a b'chiyah shel chinam. What does it mean a b'chiyah shel chinam? Why was the Am crying? Because they believed the Meraglim that they go into Mitzrayim, they'll get killed. So it wasn't b'chiyah shel chinam. It was a b'chiyah of no betachin. But it wasn't chinam. Chinam is for nothing. It wasn't a b'chiyah shel chinam. They say no. It was a b'chiyah shel chinam. Zecharnu es hadag ashas achalu b'mitzrayim chinam. Chinam means without any responsibility to the Rabbi Nishon. That's what Rashi says. Chinam in a mitzvah. That night they cried a b'chiyah shel chinam. A b'chiyah, they wanted chinam. They wanted without responsibility. So there's no chinam. If you look through the history of Klal Yisrael, it shows that way. It's the Luchas Rishaynais l'chinam. Luchas Rishaynais, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make them. Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. And 49 days later, standing by the har, they get free and they're getting the luchas. It was given without any cost. So it didn't have a kiyum. Immediately there was a nesayin. The nesayin of the eagle was a big nesayin. When they made a mistake in math, it wasn't a second grade mistake. It was the Rabbi Shem was Menasseh Klal Yisrael. You don't get things for free. So by the second luchas already, it says psalucha. You have to make them. It's not free. You have to make them. It wasn't just physically chiseling it out. But Klal Yisrael had to go through the 40 days of tshuva in order to deserve the luchas shnius. When something comes your way, it seems free. It's not free. There's this klipa, you know, the shade called chinam, that's sort of hanging over it. No, you don't get things for free. There's no such thing. The same thing Mr. Eliyahu brings. Rasa shifcha al hayam, mashalei rasha yecheskel ben buzi. At Yamsuf, they saw gilui at the Rabbi Nishalayim. What happened? It all went away. 3 days later, they're crying because they don't have water to drink. What happened to that great gilui shchina? They saw the Rabbi Nishalayim. It was free. When something is free, it's followed up with a nesayim. It's followed up with some sort of a test. So here, they saw the Rabbi, like Gilui Shechina, like Yecheskel, the Navi Yecheskel, I don't know if you even know, but you know the first parak of Yecheskel, right? Yecheskel had the biggest Gilui, the biggest description of Maisa Merkava. And even a Shefcha Leyam saw it, but it was free. It didn't come with a cost. So it's followed by a Nisayim. It's a big Nisayim not to have water to drink. Had they davened for water, there wouldn't have been any Taina. It was talking about going back to Mitzrayim. That was the time. So when something comes free, it's like easy come, easy go. Easy come, easy go. You know what it says? The Kotzke left his Rebbe to start his own branch of Hasidus. He left Peshista with his Hasidim. He saw he was becoming more popular than his Rebbe. So he left to look for another town. So a bunch of Hasidim, they went traveling for a town to start a Hasidus. They went from one town to the next. When they came to Kutsk, so the Yidden in the town heard that they're coming, so they went out and threw mud at them and threw stones at them and told them to leave. So the Kutska said, "Oh, das ist Ashtot. This is a place to go." He said, Avraham Avinu said, "You want to have a shidduch for my son? Don't take someone from Canaan. Rakel, elami v'maladeti teilech. Go back to where I came from." So the Kutzka said, "What are you talking about? Where you came from? They threw him in a kibshu shalish. Right? He didn't believe in Avodah Zarah. They threw him in a kibshu shalish. Go there better than Canaan. In Canaan, he had plenty of geirim. Right? Avraham geirus hanashim. Why is he leaving to get a shidduch? He's going back over there. It was worse than here." So he said, the Kotzka said, in Canaan, they believe in Avodah Zarah. Avram gave them to eat. He gave them cholent, and he said, there's a God. Okay, there's a God. Easy come, easy go. There's no big allegiance to what they believe in. So it doesn't have a kiyum. Back in Aram, there, they believed in what they believed in. Avram made trouble, they threw him in a fire. His father was asking to throw him in a fire, imagine. Oh, that's a people. They believe in something, they stand for it. What is Ashtot? If something is easy come, it's easy go. If it comes without effort, it disappears. The idea of the Klipa Shel Chinam is this idea that if it comes easy, then it goes easy. If ever you get something free, you have to figure out a way to pay for it. If someone gives you something for free, you have to figure out a way. The Maral says you have to pay with Akaras HaTov. If you mark your Tov properly, I see a payment. If God gives you something free, you have to find a way to be Makar Tov. With this, the Michtam Eliyahu explains, there's a famous idea that comes from the Talmidei HaGra, that the Gra was offered Gili Eliyahu, the Magid should come and teach in Torah. There were Gedalei Olam that had, the Gemara says, there were Gedalei Olam that had Gili Eliyahu. And the Gra refused it. It's known from Chaim V'Lajana, I think in Evan Shleima it's brought, that the Gra refused. He didn't want a Magid. He didn't want, the way it's brought is he wanted all his Torah to come from Amelus. He didn't want to get free Torah. So the Mechtim Eliyahu says, I don't understand. It's Hanoim that accepted it, and Amiram accepted it, and Rishayim accepted it. So the Gra is better than them. The Gra held himself a higher Madreka. So he answers. Listen to what he answers. He says, if you get something for free, it's followed by a Nisayim. Anybody got Gili Eliyahu? The Beis Yosef had Gili Eliyahu. It was followed by a Nisayim. I don't know what the Nisayim the Beis Yosef had. Plenty of Nisayims. But he ran from country to country. But whatever it was, it comes with a Nisayim. The Gra didn't hold these halakhos. He's more holy than them. The Gra fakeret. He was afraid. He was mefached from the Nisayimists that follow when a person gets something for free. Gets something chinam. When you get something for free, it's not... it comes with nisyanis. I think it's already been documented that people that win the lottery don't, for the most part, end up with happy lives. People who win millions of dollars in the lottery don't end up happier. Although I'm sure if it was me, I would end up happier. But it's well documented that they don't. I have told you I once had an experience with a child of mine who had a minor surgery in a hospital, and he was recovering in the recovery room before he took him home. And there was a fellow there, a Spanish man, must have been a 70-year-old man, who was in the corner. He was in shock. His eyes were like saucers, and he was. And they told us that he had won the lottery, and he lost it. He was surrounded by his family. They were kissing him and hugging him and being so nice to him. I'm sure they did it all the time. You know, he won the lottery. I don't know exactly how much he won, but I imagine it was seven figures. And that's my one experience, the only time I ever met a lottery winner, except people who win a second ticket. But it doesn't come. Nothing comes without a person paying for it, without a person being willing to do it. And if you don't do, you don't do. The story of light is, it came to him chinam. He suddenly became wealthy. It's true. He went through Nisayin and followed Avraham Avinu. He was in Tzadik Bais Hashem. And then he got something. If you get something, it's followed by a Nisayin. It's followed by a challenge. And however it played itself out with him, that was his challenge. That was his challenge. If you get things, you have to know it comes with a Nisayin. Wealth comes with a Nisayin. Hatzlacha comes with a Nisayin. Whatever a person gets, it comes with a price. There's a price to pay. There's nothing chinam. In this world, it's a world of din v'cheshbon. and nothing is free. There's a pasuk always bothers me in Parshas Vayelech. I imagine it bothers you too, although it's after Shvi and after Maftir. But it's only Parshas Vayelech, so it's easy. It's a short parasha. Does ever bother you? Moshe Rabbeinu is getting ready to say goodbye, and he tells Klal Yisrael, Hakilu Elai, calls everybody, Vadavro Bazneim. What does he say to them? Yodati, Achrei Moisi, I know. He's telling Klal Yisrael. He's leading them 40 years, and he's a Navi Hashem. Whatever he says happens. Yodati, Achrei Moisi, Ki Hashcheis Tashchisun, Besartem in Adar Cheshit Tzivisi Yasin. I know that after I'm gone, you guys are going to go bad. All right, so I would answer, it meant somewhere over the history of Klal Yisrael, it's going to happen at some point. But look at Rashi. Rashi's bothered by Akasha. Hare kol yomais Yeshua lo yishchisu. Yeah, Rashi's Akasha. If Moshe Rabbeinu said it happened, it has to happen right away. Kol yomais Yeshua lo yishchisu. Shinema v'yavid Yisrael Hashem kol yomais Yeshua. And for Rashi, Mekancha, Talmidei Chol Shaladam, Cholo Chavo Lov Kegufay, Kozman Shishua Chai, Nira Lamayshe Kilu Chai. What does that mean? That means it's sort of guaranteed that when Moshe Rabbeinu disappears and his Talmud disappears, the first generation, Hashkes Tashlis of the Sartim and Aderach. Don't tell him. You don't tell him. The biggest example of Chinam is winning a lottery. Chinam, what's chinam? You won a lottery. You didn't deserve it. Someone gives you a gift, maybe you deserved it, you were a native to him. But you give a dollar and you're part of a gairul and you get $1 million, that's the biggest example of chinam. The dar that entered Eretz Yisrael was the biggest mekabla chinam. Because remember, the yin that entered Eretz Yisrael are not those who left Mitzrayim. They're not those who were at the Nisayan of the Meraglim or the Egel or the Asafsof or any of the things the first couple of years of the Midbar. The Dar that entered, they were born in the Midbar. They didn't even have this chus of Lech Tech Achrei B'Midbar. They were born there. They were born there, they were taken there as tiny children. The biggest Mekabli Chinam was also went into Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was given B'Gairo. It was given B'Gairo as if to tell Klal Yisrael, this is Chinam. It's a Manas Chinam. Chinam comes with Nisyanis. And if a whole Klal gets Nisyanis, they're going to be those who are Hashchis Tashchis and Mesartim. Doesn't mean whole Klal Yisrael were Mashchis. But there were many who did. The whole Nach is full of the Nisyanis of Klal Yisrael. So at any rate, this is a theme that goes straight throughout. You know, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha, like Kitcha Lassad Lavei, Kedusha Shniya, Kitcha Lassad Lavei, everything else is the same thing. When they went into Eretz Yisrael the first time, it was Chinam. Of Mitzrayim, they went in. The Mochamis were a joke, but the Mochamis wasn't real Mochamis. Kedusha Rishayna, like Kitcha Lassad Lavei, it has no permanence. By the Bayis Sheni, those who came left the comfort of Bavel. They left the comfort of Bavel. Most even didn't go. Small percentage, maybe 5% of the Jews in Bavel went by the Bayis Sheni. 60,000, either 60,000 people, 60,000 families. It was a big Nisayan. It wasn't Chinam, it was a big Nisayanis. If you learn, if you ever get around to learning Sefer Ezra, you see the Nisayanis that they had when they came. Kedusha Shniya, that wasn't Chinam. That was Kitcha Lassad Lavei. The Klal is the Klal which is throughout. The truth is, it's already Adam and Gan Eden. Same thing. Adam is put in Gan Eden. So why does Rabbi Hashem take him and sell you with Eitz Hadas? He says you can't eat Eitz Hadas. Nechmad Lamara. Rabbi Hashem should told him, don't eat broccoli or don't eat vegetables. You know, the one thing that looks good, he says, don't eat. Because it's free. Gan Eden is free. You don't get things for free. Free is followed by Nisayim. Hatzlacha is followed by Nisayim. Rabbi Hashem sometimes is mated to a person. A person wins a guy, a person. But it's followed always by a Nisayim. By a Nisayim that puts the whole thing in question. So this is a Giloi that comes, as I said, from many places, in Tyre, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And that's the way it is in our lives. The truth is that in today's day and age, we're all mekabelim chinam. We all, our whole dar lives in the schus of the daris before us. We're born into, certainly here in America, the most blessed generation in Gashmias of the whole galus. And then we grow up, and we have nisyanis. Those nisyanis are the price. There's a price tag. You know, there's no such thing as chinam. Yeah, it's a horror to want things free, but it doesn't work that way. There's no such thing. That's the klipa that's called chinam. It says that the midah of Klal Yisrael is the midah of Hakar Sataiv. That's a midah that kamat, every parasha of the Torah has some remez to being makartayv. Even in Parshas Kisaitse, we're told that not to be marchik a ger mitzri because you are guests and they're in their country. Of course, I'll take you into the mitzri. Being makar toiv, someone is native to you, is the price, the cheapest price you could pay for something. Otherwise, you have to pay some other way. It's a hakara. It's a little difficult for a person to swallow his pride and say what he has to say, but that's the hakara. So this is an idea of a derech hachayim, a mekablei toiv, is nothing free. It look free, not free. If it's too good to be true, it's not true. Out here one day last week, I don't know if you saw some people standing outside. A man retired because somebody promised him 15% guaranteed on his money. So he had saved up $1 million. He gave him his $1 million. He didn't have a whole million. He borrowed on his house. He borrowed for 4%. And he gave it to him. He said, guarantee 15% of $150,000 a year. He retired. I told the mister, if it's too good to be true, then it's too good to be true. It's a yetzahara we have. Get something free. And you know something? For 5 years, he told people, I'm getting 15%. He got, for 2 years, he got the whole 15%. And then he got part of it, and the rest of it, you know, he got in the form of increased principal promised to him. And when the whole thing collapsed, so now they're coming here, you know, to ask a shayla. It's ribbis, not ribbis, you know. They can't ask him, it's ribbis. After the $1 million is gone already for 2 years, you know. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And there's no chinam, there's no such thing. If someone's native to you, pay for it. Pay for it the easy way. Don't pay for it the hard way. And if you're going to cut corners and try to figure out a way to get what's not yours, you're going to end up paying for it. No such thing. The worst thing that happened to Light is that he got money. That they gave him money. It was the worst thing that happened to him. He ended up in Sadaim, and he ended up being captured, and then he ended up in the destruction of Sadaim. So this is the klipa called chinam. The truth is that the brachas kayanim, there are three brachas: yivrecha Hashem yishmerecha, yar Hashem panav elecha, nefi yisa Hashem panav elecha, v'yaseim lecha shalom. Each of the brachas is against one of the powerful klipas or negative kaiches in the world. Each by Yivrecha Hashem, it says when you hear Berachas Kayanim, you should mechavin k'neged kayanim. What are you mechavin? So again, Rav Schwab in his Pirush on the Siddur explains Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha is Yivrecha Hashem b'mamin v'yishmerecha min amazikin. Hashem should give you money. I give you shmira from the mazikin that would take it away from you. What a mazikin that would take it away from you? What are the mazikin? Mazikin are, when you get money, there's guaranteed mazikin. Mazikin could be the IRS, or it could be a ganav, or it could be just the minas shemayim, it is that. Chinam is the yetzahara. It's a good thing to remember, and it's a difficult thing, because we live in a world where everyone is trying to get something free. And then the malachim come to Sadaim, and they come to Light's house. And what do you know? Light is native to them.
Light is native to them. This was an assignment for light to deserve to be saved. You're not going to be saved for free. Got to do something. So they come, and everything's going to be wonderful. They're going to save them. And suddenly it's not so wonderful. The house is surrounded by the whole city. And they come and they say, you know, it doesn't work that way in this town. So Light goes out to negotiate. It doesn't work. So the Pasuk says the Malachim took charge. What did they do? It says they did the following. In Pasuk Yud, V'yishlachu ha'anashim es yadam. Light is outside trying to negotiate with them. He says, you know, I'll trade you two daughters for these Malachim, you know, like some sort of strange negotiation. And they see it's not going. So listen to the Pasuk. V'yishlachu ha'anashim es yadam v'yiviyu es light aleihem ha'boisa. So you got a picture. It lights in front of the house, trying to talk to this mob. And the malachim go, they grab him, and they pull him in. Vesadela sagaru, and they lock the door. Then, Vesanoshim, Shepesach Habayis, Hikub Sanveirim, Yikotan Vagadol. What's Sanveirim? So Rashi tells us they became blind, but not just blind. Vayilulim Tsehapasach. They became confused. They couldn't find the door. It was impossible for them to find the door. Yilulim Tsehapasach. So the kasha is, why does it say Esadela Sagaru? They locked the door. Now we understand they're afraid they're going to break in, so you lock the door. But these are malachim. They, you know, they could pull magic tricks out of the bag. They knew they could be makibus and there of yilul and say aposa. They couldn't find the door. Why are they locking the door? More than that, why does the pasuk have to tell us that they locked the door? Like there's a mob outside. You pull light in. Pasuk said, "Tell us the door." They locked the door. So first of all, why does the pasuk have to say they locked the door? And why? Why do they have to lock the door? If a yilul and say a pasach. What? To keep light in. Okay. Couldn't open it from the inside. It was a dead bolt. What? What about regular people? Yeah. So they locked the door, but they pulled off the Sanderim trick. So they didn't have to lock the door. The Malachim were dressed as regular people. They didn't have to lock the door. They knew they're not going to be able to get in the door. They had this trick that they could do Sanderim, but you wouldn't say a pasa. So I saw a Gevaldik Pshat. In the Aftira, we have the story of Eshe Sevadya. It's after her, that's a story, so I imagine you remember it, where she pours oil, she has nothing left, a little bit of oil, and they're going to go kidnap her children. So Elisha pulls a nace. He had a certain number of nisim to use. He used one for this woman, and told her, you'll pour the oil, and it'll pour and pour and pour and pour. So there also, it says, when he gives them instructions, uvasa v'sagarta hadelas, lock the door, v'adech u'bad b'nayich. And then it says again, she locked the door. Why exactly does she have to lock the door? Why does the pasuk have to tell us she locked the door? So the Malbim here in Malachim Bay says, he says that they had to lock the door because as long as the hashpa of the street would be on them, the kachatumah of the street would be on them, the miracle couldn't happen. Locking the door is sort of a statement, a symbolic statement of staying away from the avir, from the kachatumah of the street. And that's what the Sagarta Hadelis is about. Okay, so they brought a maisa, I don't remember the names, but from some gadol, that they said that Pliny, this Adam Gadol, someone came to him and told him Mashiach came. Did you hear the news? Mashiach came. So this Adam Gadol went to the window. He put down his window. He stuck his head out. He said, it doesn't smell like the avir of Mashiach. That's what he said. So they told this to someone else. The other person said, Vaistais, that in his room, there was the avir of Mashiach. Why do you have to lower the window and stick his head out? In his room, he should take a sniff and see. I don't know how you do it exactly, but they take a sniff. In his room, there was no problem. Mashiach could come. when you take a smell outside, okay, Mashiach can't come. It can't be his hair. It still stinks. Besadela Sagaru, they told Light, you know, you're in Sodom. You're in Sodom. You're not going to be saved. You have to lock the door. You have to lock the door. You have to create some type of barrier. Lock the door, and then you can make it. So I'm telling you about us. You have to be able to lock the door. I'm not even talking about the tumah and the znos. I'm just talking about the avir outside in the Yiddish Gassen. In the Yiddish Gassen, there's such an avir of redifas hamamin, of needing more and more and more. You guys know the A.B. Rattenberg song, get more and more and more? Well, that's my days, not yours, no? It's that candy, children in the candy store, right? They want more and more and more. So those children, when Rattenberg wrote it, today they're the adults. They're the same adults, more and more and more. It's the Klipa of Chinam is very busy in our community, very, very busy. Because everyone hears about Pliny, who invested in something and became rich. And everybody else is busy trying to invest in something and become rich. That's not the way it works. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. First of all, the people you hear stories about, most of them are not true. If everyone had as much money as everyone else said they had, we'd have a very rich, a richer community. You know, nobody has as much money as everyone says they have. And this whole idea, it's light. It's light. Money chinam, and it just blinds him. Suddenly he was a poor man, he became a rich man, he had to have his animals feed on grass that someone else's. How much does grass cost already? You know, like the animals don't eat steak. But he couldn't do it, he couldn't handle it. Chinam. Anyway, this is the lesson of light. There's not too many lessons of light because not so much happens with him. But to think about it, that he starts with a tzaddik, like I read you from the Rashi says, the Magi and Rashi says, he starts off as a tzaddik. You have to realize what happened. His father, Haran, is the one who was thrown into the fire. And when Avram was thrown into a kazdim, Avram was saved. Haran got up and said, I believe in God too, and they threw him in. He died, Akidish Hashem. No, he believed in God. Why? Well, he thought he'll be saved. He wasn't saved. Somebody who goes in a Kiv Shadesh, I'm not to be saved and not saved. For the Maisa, his son Light is standing there, and Light has to pick. Nimrod says, the Avodah Zarah is all right. Avram and Haran say, God is God. And they're one for two. You know, Avram got saved, and Haran died. Light had to pick, and he picked to be Kalayla Me'evarecha, and Avram and Light Me'evashemi. What messed him up? One thing messed him up. Messed him up, the money. The money chinam. He didn't think to deserve it. So that's the klipa kol chinam. That's the shade kol chinam. Sacharnu asadoga shenai kol chinam. And it's a big yetzahara. It's a big yetzahara. The more you have, the more you want chinam. And if you take the history from Avraham and Gan Eden till our galus, there's no chinam. There's no chinam. So that's the bad news for today. There's no, nothing is free. But if you have the presence of mind to be makir tov, whether it's the people or to Rabbi Yishol Olam, that's the best way to pay. Best way to pay is with a prosecutor. Have a good Shabbos.